Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome everybody and happy Monday to you all. Thank you for tuning in. Just wanted to let you know, I'm looking at moving this radio program, this broadcast, to either Saturday or Sunday at 9 a.m. I might even do both days, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m. And if you guys could take a minute and email me at mona@mysticmona.com and let me know which day you'd like better. I'm going to give that a shot probably starting in July, but right now I'm still going to be doing Mondays at 9 a.m., but I just want to give you guys a heads up that I'm probably going to move the broadcast time of the radio program to one of the weekend days or both of the weekend days. And as I do every Monday, I draw a card of the week. So this is your vibration of the week for you to consider. And this one is a card called Stress. It's in traditional tarot, it's the Seven of Wands. In my deck, it's actually, the key word on it is called stress. The traditional meaning of the card shows a man standing above a bunch of other people poking him with sticks. And he's still kind of fighting to keep his position. Well, I like to look at this card as, what are you doing to actually bring stress into your own life? And what can you do to eliminate it? Because a certain amount of stress is healthy, a certain amount of stress is motivating. But what this card talks about is that if you're so busy trying to juggle a bunch of plates in the air, and spinning a bunch of plates, you know, or keeping a bunch of balls in the air, or whatever it is, you know, whatever the cliche is, and you're not looking at your own foundation, then stress gets out of control. So I want you this week to concentrate on how stress is either motivating you or working against you. So that's the card of the week. I'm going to go right to calls. Somebody here from area code 408. Hello, 408. What's your question for me today?
Hi, my question is if you pick up a new job for me for this month or July.
Okay, let me see. What's your first name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany? All right, let's
yeah.
see. All right. Now, one of the things that I love to recommend for people when they're looking for a job is to dress better than the job requires to apply for it. So if you were applying for a job at Starbucks, I'm just using that as an example. If you were applying for a job at Starbucks, then you dress as though you could be a manager at Starbucks, not necessarily the person running around in the apron, right? In other words, you show up as though you want a future with the organization, not just a job, right? And I have to tell you, I really love the way Starbucks does their business. So that's I use them as an example a lot. But according to what I'm seeing here is that I want you to find a job that has room for growth for you. Again, I keep getting the avoid the concept of just finding a job and instead find something that you can grow with. So what would you really like to do, Tiffany?
Well, I'm a licensed pharmacist, so we'll go back to the hospital setting.
Okay. Well, the way that I would recommend you do that is you show up wearing some very bright colors. Avoid the color black. Show up wearing bright colors to the place that you've already applied online. And I want to tell you, this works really well because it gets you attention, which is what you want. So what you do is you apply online for the job, and then you come in on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday with two or three dozen donuts to HR and say, I'm serious. I'm Tiffany. I applied online for a pharmacist position here, and I wanted to bring you guys donuts and introduce myself.
Okay.
That's how you're going to get the job. Because here's the thing, is that, you know, with the advent of applying online for most jobs, the personal touch is taken out of recruitment. If you can find a way to put it back into you being recruited, that's how you're going to get the job. So let's say there are three hospitals around where you live that you'd like to work at. I would today apply online for all three of them. And then tomorrow or Wednesday, show up at all three of their places with three dozen donuts.
Okay.
At about 9 o'clock in, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
All right? Because it's saying that as soon as you kind of cut past the bull crap, you'll get the job. And I actually think applying online for jobs is kind of bull crap. Because it does really take the human touch out of it. People can be very, discerning when they look at a resume. And they don't see the whole picture. When, in fact, 90% of success is showing up. 90% of people getting a job is that first impression. And, Tiffany, you make a great first impression.
Oh, good.
So let's use that to our advantage, shall we?
Yeah, the donut idea, that's great.
Well, what's not to like about it? I mean, even if nobody in that office eats donuts, which is unlikely, but let's say nobody in that office eats donuts, they'll take it someplace that does, like the break room or something like that, and they'll say, yeah, this job applicant, our applicant dropped these by. And somebody's going to say, well, did you hire her? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, okay, it's going to trigger a conversation.
Exactly. I just wanted to bring you donuts. I wanted to introduce myself. I know that's a little out of protocol, but I really would like to work here. And I want to meet you guys. As soon as you do that, they're going to go, oh, wow, we want her. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl, thanks for checking in. See you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Sean.
Sean, how are you?
Very well.
What's your question for me today?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job. I used to have a high-powered position on Wall Street, and I'm looking to get back in. Do you see anything happening?
Okay, what's really interesting about you is you're incredibly good at what you do. You are you're really good at this. What's interesting is that when you said that, I got more of you being on the speaking tour. In other words, presenting your mojo to a bunch of people. So I do see you getting reconnected with the, you know, Wall Street, the financial side of things, but I see you getting connected in a slightly different way, which is interesting because these cards are all talking about you finding your spotlight, that you may do this in a whole different way, like having your own reality show about the stock market. It's weird because I'm getting a much bigger thing with you than you just getting into a brokerage firm on Wall Street.
Okay.
It could be that you become, and I'm just going to throw this out there, the king of penny stocks, or the king of, and I keep getting this word, the king of Wall Street. It's weird. You just decide that you're going to go in a whole different, very almost egotistical direction, and it ends up working for you. Because
okay.
You can, remember how I opened the program with the whole idea of how you handle stress? You thrive in chaotic and stressful environments. You do your best stuff. in that. And what I'm getting here for you is that as soon as you decide that you want to work at a place, you'll make it happen. So I'm not, every one of your cards is coming up upright. Every one of your cards is saying yes. So whatever you want connected with that, you can have it. But I'm seeing something bigger than what you asked, which is you do something like a show that actually addresses penny stocks, where you can show somebody that maybe has a modest amount of money to play in the stock market, say $5,000 or $10,000, and you can show them how to double it in 6 months. Because you can do that. You know so much. It's like it's almost as if you pitch to some of the TV stations, or you get somebody to actually record you doing explaining stocks, looking at certain industries. I'm just getting this is bigger than you think right now, and I would like you to think bigger than where you are thinking right now.
Okay. And
right,
do you see
friend.
A time scale?
Well, it's saying your big power month is August. So whatever you needed to do to prepare for August, I would do it. I would actually even say to any company that you, if you're actually looking to go back to New York, you may want to say, I would be ready to start August 1st. Because you have a lot, you have some loose ends to clear up, which is what I want you to start working on now.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. My computer's running a little slow. 470 area code. Hello, 470. Who's this? Okay, so what I'm getting is somebody's listening to me and there's a delay and they don't realize they're on the air. Hello, 470. Are you there? Apparently somebody is listening to another program, so I'm gonna put you back on hold. All right, that's funny. I got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Hannah speaking.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
My question is: both me and my partner, or my boyfriend, are in the process of looking for new work, and I'm wondering if you see anything with regard to that for me.
Yes. What's interesting, though, is it's saying that you're going in a brand new direction work-wise, and you're resistant to it. So what kind of work have you done before?
At the moment, I'm working at, you can call it a lecturer at a type of college.
Right.
And I want to do something different, so... But I'm hesitant because I'm scared, I guess. I don't know exactly what I want.
One of the things that I actually got as a flash for you, which is going to sound really bizarre, is I get this feeling that you wouldn't mind a job where you travel a little bit. You wouldn't mind job that had a lot of variety. So wouldn't it be wicked cool if you were to call several companies that do a lot of trade shows, all right? And tell them that you'd be delighted to help them for their trade show, that if they need somebody to work the booth or whatever, you're their gal because you're really good at explaining things to people.
That's true.
So what I would do is do a little investigation to see what companies are involved in a lot of trade shows. And the thing is they don't actually need an expert to work the booth, although you would be a quick study and be able to learn about the product or whatever the demonstration is or whatever it is. Because what I'm getting is that if you got involved with that industry, and it may just be where you reach out to somebody that does trade show setups and say you can be somebody that can substitute when a salesperson doesn't show up. But I'm getting I'm getting a whole different industry for you based on the fact that you're not afraid of talking to people.
Yes.
So it may be some sort of an outside sales position where all you do is their trade shows. That you go from one trade show to another every week.
I never thought about that. Oh, that's
because you'd be awesome at that.
Huh.
So what you do is you look at companies that are looking to get the word out to a lot of people about whatever their product is. And then you call up and say, I want to be your trade show specialist. I want to be the person that sets up and does your trade shows and gets them all going. So, you know, let's say the VP of sales shows up for one day, the busiest day, but you're working the booth the whole rest of the time. So what you do is you reach out to the vice president of sales at any of these big companies that are involved in any kind of trade shows where they need a rep. And you reach out to them and say, have you ever thought of hiring someone just to do your trade shows? Because I'd be your gal. So think about it, because what it's saying here is you're going to do something totally different that allows you to earn money, but that is got a lot of variety to it.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because at the moment I'm kind of like a hamster in a wheel, and I'm not going anywhere. Same thing.
Yeah, I don't like that for you. Yeah.
No.
Okay, girl. So check that out. Okay. Matter of fact, even look for the title as you're searching for a job. You know, trade show coordinator, trade show salesperson. Look for that. And then you may stumble across a company that's based out of the city you work at but does a lot of trade shows. And you're the person who handles all that. I think you'd be awesome at that.
That sounds nice. I like that. All right. I will look into that. Great.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 716. And heads up, area code 856. I'm going to try you again after this call. But I think you might be listening to another program besides this one. But I'm going to go to area code 414. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi. How are you today, Mom? This is Felicia.
Oh, hi, Felicia. What's your question?
My question is, do you see me this month? I put in actually for 3 different positions in the job I'm at now to move up the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
Do you see me getting it anytime soon this month? The process starts?
Okay. What it's saying is the better person to work with is a woman, not a man. So out of the jobs that you want to have, the person you need to align with, the person you need to sort of kiss up to, is a woman, not a man.
Okay.
So what you do is you go to the person that you'd be either be reporting to or working with, and in your most charming way, you say, I would really love to work with you.
Okay. You see it happening, tomorrow happening this month, so I really need to go back and look at the ones that I put in and see which one is higher than it's a female that's involved in it.
Right. And you know, I have to tell you this. You just said a word that I don't like when you refer to women, and that's the word female. Because it one-dimensionalizes a woman down to just her gender.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so it's just a thing I have. I prefer the word woman or even lady to the word
lady,
female.
Lady, which one?
Okay. Okay. So I hear it with young guys that are out just to troll around in Vegas to find, you know, some booty for the night, and they refer to women as females.
Well,
I'm serious.
Yeah, so I understand.
It rubs me the wrong way when a woman uses the word female to describe another woman. So it's just a thing I have. But it's saying that there's a woman here that would love to work with you and thinks you're the perfect fit. You just sort of need to introduce yourself and let her help pave the way for you, because it would be more money, but you working with a guy is going to be challenging, and he's going to continually dump work on you. The other thing I want to tell you connected with your job is that you want to utilize the people around you that like you to help you get the new job.
I have already one woman that I work with.
Okay. Right now it's saying women are better advocates for you right now than men. So I'd be hugging all the women around you right now. serious, because that's how it's going to happen. And what I'm telling you is you're going to have news about the job within the next 6 days, and you may need to take action as a result of it. So Felicia, call me back and let me know what happens, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from – okay, I'm going to try – oh, the other call dropped. All right. I'm going to go to area code 716. Hello, 716. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Audrey. How are you?
Hi, Audrey. What's your question?
I want to see when or if my relationship is going to go forward with this man named Sean, if we're going to move in together soon.
Sean's not a stockbroker, is he?
No.
Sorry. I had somebody named Sean call a few calls ago, so it just kind of cracked me up. All right. There's a big disruption coming with this relationship. And it may be caused by him. He is he's a little self-absorbed and a little self-involved, and I think that that's been the big rub in this relationship, that he kind of makes it all about him. And if you're kind of aligned with what he wants to do, then it's okay. But you don't. I'm not picking up a lot of real connection with him.
I have a strong connection with him.
Okay, well then why am I getting so much chaos here?
Probably because his divorce is finalizing and he's trying to move away from that and, you know, get everything situated to move forward.
Okay, then that's where I'm getting the guilt, because somebody's feeling guilty here and it's probably him. But what I want to tell you, and what I want you to be a little prepared for, and what I want you to sort of work on, is the divorce is probably going to happen, but I'm not sure he's going to be ready to marry somebody else very quickly.
Well, I don't want to get married right away, no.
Okay.
But I believe we will live together.
Okay. I have another little prickly pear to throw out there, is that once he's officially divorced, he may want to sort of sow his wild oats. There's chaos here. It's not just the divorce. It is, it's bigger than that. He's looking, in a lot of ways, you two have been a catalyst for each other, all right? But
he told me how he feels. He just opened up to me and told me how he really felt about me, so.
Okay. I'm still getting that there's chaos you may not be expecting after the divorce. So there's the divorce, and then there's chaos after the divorce. So what it says here is there's the divorce, and then there's about an 8-week period of calm, and then there's another chaos that happens.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to be totally yourself. Don't be what you think he wants you to be. Be totally yourself here and make sure that you're getting what you need to have in this relationship.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm getting a lot of chaos here, and I'm getting this that the first part of the chaos is letting go of the past, which is the relationship that he's divorcing from. The next chaos is something else. And I want to tell you, it may be that there's another woman out there that as soon as she finds out he's divorced, guns after him.
Okay.
So I just want you to be a little bit on alert that it's not settled once he gets divorced. There's something else you're going to have to deal with.
So
that's
do you
what
see
I'm
him
getting.
Going to this other woman, or?
What I'm getting is a temptation by the other woman. So here's the thing, and I want to tell you that he was tempted by you while he was married to somebody else. And there's something about that psyche that prepares him to do it again. And so I'm just telling you that make sure that you're not sharing bank accounts, that you're keeping your sense of self.
Oh, yeah,
or
I
about,
always do that.
Okay, good girl. I'm really proud of you. But what I'm getting is that there's the chaos of the divorce, and then there's going to be about 8 weeks of calm, and then there's going to be another chaos. And it's not telling me what happens after that next chaos.
Okay.
So, and what I'm getting is that it's likely that this divorce will be totally final by October or within the next 10 weeks. And then there's going to be, like I said, about 8 weeks of calm, and then something else is going to hit the fan.
Well, I hope I can get through it.
Well, again, it is either going to make or break your relationship. I don't know
okay.
either way because I don't have the cards beyond that. I do this in a very linear way. So there's the him letting go of the past. There's this new vision. There's 8 weeks of calm, and then there's chaos again. So
okay.
So maybe touch base with me again in October.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mona. I appreciate it.
All right, my
it.
Friend. Thanks for calling. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 623 area code. Hello, 623.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question?
I'm another person that is looking for a job.
Oh, good. Okay. You're allowed. Okay, so I'm pretty much sure that, that's interesting. Your cards are specifically saying don't go back to a job you've done before.
Oh.
Take the job you have, take the experience you have, and morph it into a brand new opportunity. One of the things that that I think is interesting about people that are bilingual is they don't realize what a wonderful gift that is. All right? So here
mm-hmm.
you are, this amazing bilingual person that could work in a variety of different things. And I don't think that you recognize what a wonderful asset that is. And I'm talking besides your education, besides your experience, that the fact that you're bilingual is going to be part of how you get the next opportunity. So if money was not an issue, what would you do to fill up your time?
What I would do? I would do several things. I would do probably personal training. I would write.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. If you actually already have an interest in personal training, and the fact that you could probably walk into pretty much any fitness organization that's in your city and get a job, and the fact that you're bilingual, wouldn't it be wicked cool if you created a job for yourself where you were an outside salesperson for that gym and brought in new members? And you got a commission based on the new members you signed up outside of the actual gym. There was a gal that I knew years ago, and this was before they kind of changed things, but she would actually go out and sit in the casino lunchrooms, and she would sign people up for the fitness side of things. Because the hotel, and they actually got a special discount with the casinos, that if they signed up at work, then they got a much better monthly rate than if they just walked in the door of the gym. And so she was bilingual, and she would sign up 20, 30, 50 people in a day, and the first month of their membership would be her commission. So if a monthly fee was, and I'm just going to say $25 a month, and she signed up 10 people, her commission for that day was $250. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. For what I understand, gyms here don't pay well, and I have education, master's.
I know,
and,
but what I'm trying to tell you is that if, and I'm just using the gym as an example, but if
mm-hmm.
you became an outside sales rep for anything that's involved with either the vitamin industry, the health industry, anything like that. You could. I told a caller earlier that she could be the trade show specialist for a company. Well, I could actually see you being an outside sales rep for a company and not one of those multi-level marketing organizations where you have to get recruit a bunch of people. I'm actually talking about that you reach out to some vitamin company and you actually be their rep for the city you live in or for a territory. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And with your background and your education and the fact you're bilingual, you end up getting a kick-butt job. Because I see it happening here for you. And I see you going into what I call no-compromise mode, where you decide that you're going to make whatever amount of money it is per year, and you're going to move forward with that. But I do see it happening. And I actually see that this month, June, is a big power month for you.
It's interesting that you talk about bilingual because I'm fully bilingual. I can read, write,
right,
perfectly.
Right, but I'm telling you,
it is
your bilingual. All the other stuff is great, but there's a company out there looking for someone that has all that stuff and someone who's bilingual, and that's what I want you to look for. Is I want you to go after a job where bilingual skills are kind of the whole reason you get the job. Because and based on your experience matters, but if it's going to be between you and somebody else, and that person doesn't speak another language, they're going to choose you. Do you see what I mean? So you already have an edge. So I'm literally asking you to use your bilingualness, fully bilingualness, as your golden ticket to get the next job.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And that's what I want you to start searching for is bilingual first in your city. So bilingual sales territory manager, something like that, because you have great organizational skills, you're great at managing people, you're easy to work with, you're a hard worker, you should be making a boatload of money.
Thank you.
Right. No, you are. You have all these things. But you won't be doing exactly what you did in the past. And as soon as you can kind of wrap your mind around the idea that the past is supposed to be in the past and you're supposed to take everything that you have now and recreate this brand new beginning, think of the phoenix bird. Think of that you're the phoenix bird, that you are from the ashes of your past recreating something even more glorious than what you had before. But I keep getting it's the bilingual side that is what really opens the door for you. The fact that you're charming and delightful and smart and educated and all of that, that's what gets you the job. But it's the bilingual part that the recruiter's looking for right now.
Mm.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling. See you later.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
It takes one to know one, baby. It takes one to know one. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on, let me get that call going. Wow, you guys, thank you so much for a great radio program today. I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201, who's this? I'm sorry, you broke up. What's your first name? Hello, you're live on the air. Yeah, what's your first name?
Sahar, S-A-H-A-R.
Oh, hi, Sahar. What's your question?
I just want you to look, see about your love life, what you see
for me. Well, there are two men here, and the angels are guiding you to the right one. And they're the two men. One I don't like. He's a little, he's stodgy. He's kind of set in his ways. He's not that great in bed. But he is financially set. That's the first guy. The second guy doesn't really care about money that much. I mean, he makes it happen. He pays his bills. He's responsible, but money is not a big focus to him. And he's the one I like best. So there's the stodgy guy I don't like. I mean, yes, he'd support you, and yes, and he probably has a little bit of money, but there's nothing fun about him. Then there's the second guy that I really like, that money just seems to come to him when he needs it, but he's not looking to massively accumulate it. He's just looking to live his life. That's the guy I like. And what it's saying here is that you're going to have a choice of these two guys.
All right, I'm not sure which guys are.
Well, that's okay. Because what I'm getting is that you're gonna know which ones I'm talking about when you meet them. That the one guy is kind of boring. You know, I mean, he's not a bad man. He's just boring and set in his ways. And yes, he could provide for you, and you probably wouldn't have to work if you didn't want to. But he's not my favorite. The guy I like is the guy that he likes to spend time outdoors. He likes to do he likes to be outdoors more than indoors. He's somebody that's really good at getting along with people. I just like him a lot. He's probably pretty good in bed too. It's just I just like him. There's something about him that makes you feel safe when you're with him. Now, the funny thing is that you may have this preconceived idea that the man for you has got to be wealthy. And I really want you to put that thought on the back burner, because I actually think the man that you're going to fall in love with is a man that knows how to provide, but money's never been a big priority for him. But that's why you're going to have a choice. Are you going to go with the one that your family would approve of, or the one that you're going to totally be in love with? That's
yeah,
the choice.
What about the, because I have a twin with somebody. What about that person?
Well, see, he could be one of the people. I'm one of those two people here. But what I'm getting is that I want you to, for the next 3 months, this is all I want you to do. For the next 3 months, I want you to relax into who is trying to get your attention. So this man that you've currently been with, if he's doing a pretty good job at getting your attention, in other words, I don't want you falling all over yourself to prove that you're fabulous to him. I just want you to be yourself. And I want you to relax into the process, because you have a card here that says the angels are guiding you to the right man if you just relax about it.
All right, but we don't know about if this is because we're not married and we have kids, and I'm not sure if we ever going to have a future as married,
well,
future and
see,
family or not. I'm kind of confused.
What I'm getting is that how do I put this? You have two men here, all right? So I'm actually thinking that the first man I described, the one that's kind of stodgy and boring but does pretty good in the money thing, I think that's who you're with. I also think that there's another man that's going to float into your life that you're going to find yourself really attracted to. So the thing is that you wouldn't mind staying with the guy that you're with right now, but you really do want the marriage certificate. And so what I want you to do is relax in the next 3 months without that being in the forefront of your energy about, I really want to be married, I really want to be married, I really want to be married. Don't have that in your energy. Avoid thinking about that. Just experience the relationship. And you may have an answer to your question just by relaxing into the process for 3 months. And that you let it happen, you don't make it happen.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, I've been waiting for that to happen 15 years.
Okay.
Never happened.
Okay. What I'm trying to tell you is that he may be perfectly satisfied with the way the relationship is right now.
I think so, yeah.
And wait a minute. And because you had children with him, he assumes that you've agreed to that too.
No, we've been fighting a lot on this situation.
Okay,
also.
but I can understand having one child.
I'm sorry?
I said I can understand the idea of having one child, but subsequent children without being married that would imply that you agree with the relationship the way it is.
No, it's not children as more than one pregnancy. We just had twins, not one.
Oh, okay. Then my bad. I misunderstood. but what I'm telling you here is that you either need to agree to the relationship the way it is, which is why I'm trying to ask you to relax about it for the next 3 months, because if you want to be with him, you'll be with him. But don't be surprised if somebody else gets your attention in the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
All right, my dear. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. We've got somebody here from the... Oh, hold on. Let me get a drink of water. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 813. Hello, 813.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello. Hello, Mona.
Hi.
My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
I was just wondering, what do you see for my marriage?
So before I even turn cards over, Nicole, I want to say that I got this immediate vibe that lately it feels like you've been a little critical. And I want to tell you that you can't put all the responsibility of you being entertained or your time filled up or on the relationship, all right? Because what I'm getting here is that instead of getting yourself all mentally jacked up about what's not going the way you want it to, I want you instead to embrace what is working well, because I see the two of you as soulmates. I see it here. So what it's saying is that you need to start relaxing and behaving as though you really are soulmates. And every relationship has its ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And, you know, some weeks you think you got each other is the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter. And sometimes you go, wow, what's going on here, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think is lacking in your relationship is that the two of you don't seem to go out with other couples.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't seem to do...
Yeah, we recently have. We have another couple that's engaged, and we went with them, you know, to some places.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that both you and your husband need input from other people that are outside of yourself. So what I'd like you to suggest, and I know this is going to sound really screwy, but I want you to suggest to your man that the two of you sign up for a bowling league. I'm serious. Because you need an activity at least once a week that puts you in a group of people where you guys can interact and have fun and still be a couple and meet other people at the same time. Because the thing is that I love that you two are together. But what it's saying is that the two of you are not doing enough interesting things outside of the marriage to keep your marriage effervescent.
Okay.
All right, But I don't see you guys are breaking up or anything like that. I just see that you got yourself into a bit of a rut and you're a little bored. So it's time to do something that brings in new activities or new ideas.
Right, right. So you see us getting any better? Because, like, I know there's been a lot of fighting and stuff like that. Is the drama going to stop between us?
Well, okay, I really do think, and before I even turn the cards over, I mentioned that you may not be behaving as well as you could right now. And the very first thing I want you to do is stop fighting.
Okay.
Just because you get, for some weird reason, you go into this thing in your head where he's doing something wrong and he's not really doing something wrong.
Right.
So I want you to go back to being the charming woman that he married. Go back to being flirty and coquettish and fun and creating activities for the two of you. And you don't even have to explain yourself. Just say, honey, oh, by the way, have you seen the movie Spy yet?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't. But
okay.
Yeah, I know what
you're
saying.
Do a date night with your husband and go see that movie. It's hysterical. It's really funny. All right.
Okay.
So do a date night. Say, honey, we're going to do the Tuesday special for the movies. We're going to go see that movie Spy. All right.
Okay.
And then you say you get to choose the next movie because every Tuesday night's movie night.
Okay.
From now on, you start getting things where the two of you can be together and do things. The nice thing about going to a movie, especially a comedy, is that you can laugh at pretty much the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you're at the movies. You can grab his hand. You have peanut butter. I mean, sorry, you can have popcorn. I said peanut butter. Do you know what I did? Oh, you guys are going to love this. I know this sounds like bizarre, but I have to tell you. My husband and I went to see the movie Spy yesterday. And what I do is I cut up a bunch of sharp cheddar cheese into little chunks, and we get a big thing of popcorn, and we have the little bits of cheese with the popcorn. Oh, my God, is that good.
That sounds good, too. Yeah.
Okay, so... it's up to you. And I know that women go, well, why doesn't he give back? I'm doing all this work. Well, you trained him to be this way.
Right.
When you were dating.
Right.
Okay, so don't resent it. Just be a little bit more active in the two of you doing things together. So you say, honey, we're going to go to a comedy tomorrow night. When you get off work, we're going. And I'll go, okay. Stop fighting with him. And if he, because I actually think that it's coming more from you than him.
Mm-hmm.
So still stop that.
Okay.
All right? And just treat him like he really is your best playmate and your best friend on the whole planet. And when you start treating him like that, he's going to treat you like that.
Right.
Okay, girl. Thanks for calling.
All right.
See you
thank
later.
You.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye. All right. Let's see. I've got somebody here from the 928 area code. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Maggie. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. What's your question?
I'm in my early 60s and been widowed, and I relocated this part of the country, and I've been here for a couple of years, and it is so frigging boring. I'm not attracted to any of the men. And it's just like, do you see me moving on or finding a decent person or like what's up?
Yeah, but see, here's the challenge with you is that you're not going to compromise. There's a specific kind of relationship you're really looking for, and you're not going to compromise. And I would love to see you living closer to water. Closer to
me
art,
too.
Closer to creativity. So I think you're going to move.
And the question would be affordability to do so. That's the challenge.
Well, what I'm getting is that you figure it out, and that that there's a series of events that may happen between now and say, gosh, the next 11 weeks or by November, because I've got this power card for you for November. It's also a card that talks about karma rewarding you. It's like,
I like that.
You, I know, right? Because you've earned it.
I have.
So let's say you decided to choose California as the place you want to move to. All right, let's just say that that's the choice. But you choose a place in California where you might be an hour drive from the beach, as opposed to living on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm just going to use, because I'm familiar with San Diego, I'm going to use San Diego as an example. If you were to move to San Diego, you could probably find some modest housing in the more East County area, say El Cajon area, Santee area. It may not be the fanciest place to live, but mm-hmm. it's not about fancy place. It's about you being in an environment that you're an hour drive or a trolley ride away from Seaport Village or Ocean Beach or any of the local festivals, and you just start showing up at those things. Now, I would start showing up at those things in the city you're in now. But
it's pretty dead. It's like a retirement village in comparison.
Yeah, well, that's
else.
The wrong place for you.
Yeah,
because you don't act like an old lady.
I don't look like one either.
Well, there you go. So here's the thing is that, again, I'm familiar with San Diego, so I have great suggestions for you in San Diego. One of the things would be that you sign up for one of the dance clubs and you just start showing up at the dance clubs. And you get to know those people. And suddenly you have an activity to do every weekend, no matter what. Whether you just sit and watch or where you actually get your butt off your seat and dance.
Huh. I love your suggestions.
Okay, but what I'm getting is that the more that you can put yourself, because I think the reason why the universe hasn't introduced you to the right guy where you are right now is that you're not supposed to stay there.
Right.
So you thought this would be a good environment for you, and really what you're finding is some of the women you're meeting, all they're talking about is their visits to the doctors, and that's driving you insane.
Yes.
Okay. Instead, I'd love it if you moved to a city that was a little bit bigger, where you could either retreat and have a quiet day at your living space, or you could venture out and go do something more public. But there's more choices available to you if you're within, say, an hour or 45-minute drive of a city.
Right.
And I think that would be a better fit for you. Like, I had a friend of mine move to Lake Havasu. She hated it. Hated it. Thought that was going to be the perfect place for... She moved there. She hated it.
Hmm. How long she lasts there?
About a year.
Okay.
And then she moved back to San Diego County.
Okay.
So... Just giving you that as an example, but it could be anywhere. It could be just outside of New Mexico, although I keep getting you near water, that you need to be near water. That you need to, that if every Friday is a trip to the beach for you, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or whatever, you go every Friday, you go to your favorite brunch place, you walk on the beach, you look for it. I just think that's a much better fit for you, Maggie.
Right. The thing that's holding me back is I have this elderly dog who's essentially outlived his shelf life.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, he's a blue Great Dane, and
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm
here's
waiting
the thing.
For him.
As well, then that may be what I'm seeing here that happens by November. That's maybe why I'm seeing that there is, there's the karmic responsibility you have to this wonderful, wonderful critter that has been with you for all this time, and that it may be divine timing that you stay there for now because the environment's good, and then...
It's perfect. Yeah.
Right. And then you make the decision. But I actually think that I think you will be making a decision to move.
And that
it should be exciting for you now, because if you start looking at more inland cities that are in California that are about an hour drive away from the beach, then, you know, whether that's, you know, outskirts of San Jose or Ontario or wherever it is, or, you know, El Cajon or Santee or Alpine or something, like these little cities that have reasonably priced housing.
Awesome. I'm going to have to definitely check these out as soon as I'm more able to travel freely, because I'm in Arizona and it's not so far, but he's beyond the age where I can just put him in a car and drive cross country.
I know
anymore,
that, but that's the beauty of the internet, because you can look at a lot of things on the internet. I got to go, my
Perfect.
Friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you later. Bye. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. What's your question?
Whatever you can pick up, what's going on with my job, I was finding a new one. A lot of craziness for the past week.
Okay, and I got to do this real quick because I just looked at the time. Yes, there's a job change coming, and it's based on your expertise. So what I would do if I were you right now, as soon as we get off the phone, I want you to write down all the things that you call yourself an expert at. It could be something as mundane as making the best pot of coffee, or something as complicated as being able to do a budget, all right? So what it's saying here is whatever you know that you are the absolute best at, that's how you're going to find the next job. And it's saying that as soon as you decide what it is, it happens quickly, and that as soon as you reach out to the company, it may even be a competitor of the current company you're working for now, there is a job change coming. The job change is going to happen. You're going to find out, you're going to decide what you're going to do by the end of this month. You will change jobs within the next 10 weeks or by October at the latest. All you need to do is relax into your expertise. Do not get yourself involved in politics where you are. Go in, be friendly, do your job, go home.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, girl.
Cool.
Thanks for checking in.
I appreciate it.
See you later. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment, or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.